Hi there, and welcome back. It's another episode of Habits into Health. This is Michael Ann Conley, and I am your habit change agent. That's the new name. I really love it. You know about habit change, and I want you to be a change agent in your own life. So I am here to support you because I've been working as a holistic therapist and a coach to help you change your habits in the way that you want. So I host this podcast show to help you do that. And we are all about habit change from the inside out. And if you're feeling stuck because there's a habit that is just not serving you, or maybe there's somebody else that you care about and their habit is creating problems for them, the Habits into Health approach can help you find your way out. What I've been saying lately is this is a 21st century model because a lot of beliefs about habit change and motivational change and all that stuff that came out in the 19th century and the 20th century is really like urban legend. And it's not true for everybody today. And so if you find that a lot of that stuff that's out there hasn't been working for you, well, here's a different approach. We start with a fundamental understanding about how the human organism works. And the human organism is built in layers. And so that means that the habits that are creating problems for you are built of many layers. And a lot of what's underneath is just invisible. So what we do is focus on making your hidden habits visible and helping you take care of the habits that you notice that are visible. And we always start by supporting kindness. Now, lately we've been looking at the whole change process. And since that habit that makes you so unhappy is at the tip of the iceberg, last episode, I suggested that you track the triggers that lead to your behavior. Well then, what does that actually mean? And what do you do with that? A terrific way to get to the core is a paradox, because directing your attention actually can keep the barricades to change in place. No wonder you're frustrated. Instead, with the Habits into Health model, we start at the edges and surround yourself and your habit with loving attention in some particular kinds of ways. I'll say more after we take a few moments for our weekly Habits into Health practice. And if you've been here before, you know that what we do is focus on helping you define your own rhythm, and also on having you learn from experience. And in fact, not just to learn, but to teach yourself from your own experiences. We're not trying to fix or cure you. In fact, this kind of fits with the topic for today. So what these practices do is not try to fix or cure or deal with or get rid of your habit. It's really about something much more fundamental, and that's learning how to influence your own actions, starting with the building blocks to your actions. We're looking at helping you develop self-influence in new and magnificent ways. And the more you do this, the more you will discover real freedom. That freedom comes from knowing that you can handle whatever it is that life gives you. Let's begin today. And I'm going to invite you to take at least one of your hands, and of course I don't know what kind of activity you're involved in right now. You may need to be continuing to do that. So just free up one of your hands, and both if that works for you, and just place it on your belly. As you breathe into your belly, feel the movement of your hand. There may not be a whole lot of movement. And if that's the case, move your hand ever so slowly, one little bit at a time, up towards your chest until you reach a place where you actually can feel movement in your hand. This goes along with today's topic, by the way, of starting where you are instead of trying to make something happen. So just allow yourself to find that place where you experience your hand moving as you breathe. And you don't even have to try to make any deliberate deep breaths. Just become aware of the movement that's happening. So feel the movement of your hand, whether it's at your chest or at your solar plexus or down in your belly. And notice as you do this, what happens? What's the feeling state in your hand? Warm? Cold? Disconnected? Connected? And what's the feeling state in your belly or your chest? Whatever it is. Now, tied to that, whatever it is a question. Can you let yourself notice the movement in your hand, no matter how little or how great the movement is, and accept this for what it is right now, instead of trying to make it something different? Starting where you are is really an important place to begin dealing with your habit. And yes, we know that you are here because you really want to deal with something that feels so, so big in your life. And yet the more you focus on that, the further away you're going to feel from taking care of it. Now let's shift gears. We're going to do a little transition. You are listening to Habits into Health, and my name is Michael Ann Kindly. If you haven't already read my ebook, well, come on over to habitsintohealth.com. You can click a link in the sidebar to your right to check that out. I called it, Do You Have a Habit, or Does Your Habit Have You? And if you feel dragged down because a habit has you in a grip, and it seems so much like it won't let you go, then just know that there is a way out. I've developed a system that can help you put yourself back in charge. And when you give me your name and email address, I will send you a link for the ebook. It'll clarify 5 top warning signs that may apply to you, at least 1 or 2 of them most likely, and some things that you can do to get unstuck. And then I'll also keep in touch with my monthly newsletter and information about other services. By the way, you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. Just search for Habits into Health at itunes.com, and I would love it if you'd be willing to give us a review. And you can follow us on Facebook as well by looking for habits.into.health. So let's discuss our topic. Lately, we've been looking at the change process as a whole. And the thing is, the habit that is creating so much unhappiness for you is at the top of the iceberg, the 12% that rises above the surface of the ocean, where it can be seen. But just like the ice below the surface created doom for the Titanic, those patterns in you that are invisible play a really big role in keeping you stuck. The last episode, I suggested that you might track the triggers that lead to your habitual behavior. Well, what's a trigger? It's like a little alarm button that signals to some part of you that it's time to bring your habit on board into visible behavior. And it could be something that happens every day at a certain time that leads you to pick up that cigarette or a cup of coffee or a cookie, or pulls you toward the internet, or to a local bar or a shopping mall. A trigger could be a crossword from your spouse, or pressure from the boss. It can be so embedded that you don't even recognize that the alarm has gone off. If you have ever said, I couldn't help myself, then you are dealing with a really invisible trigger. Isn't that great news to know? That means you're not completely powerless over everything. So the good news is that you can find out what's going on. And it's not by doing what most people think, which is to hunt down that trigger. No, ferreting it out would be precisely the most ineffective way ever, mostly because you probably don't yet know what's really going on, so you're likely to miss the target anyway. Better to start chipping away at the edges with what you do know, rather that than digging yourself into a hole thinking you're looking in the right direction, only to find out that you're like Nasruddin, you know, the wise fool who looks for his lost key under the street lamp because that's where the light is, instead of the place where he left the key in the first place. No, a better model might be like a man named Levi Strauss, and many others like him, who made their fortunes in California during and after the gold rush, not by panning for gold, but by serving the needs of all the people who came to California to find their fortunes panning for gold. So where's the gold in your habit? It's in starting with what you do know. Levi Strauss didn't know how to pan for gold. He knew the dry goods business. And he ended up selling some denim to a guy named Jacob Davis, a tailor who created these sturdy work pants for his customers. And these two guys partnered up to create a bigger project because Davis didn't have the ability to do more than one project at a time. And the rest is history. Levi's jeans became history. So if you don't realize what leads you to pick up that cigarette, start noticing when you realize you're smoking the cigarette. Same thing goes for the cookies or the caffeine, the internet, the drink, the mall. When actually do you realize that you're in the midst of your habit? When do you wake up, in other words? The point when you wake up is going to be a moving target. It's not likely to be set in stone the same way every single time. So the next thing to do, whenever that wake-up moment is to be attentive to what you do next. Believe me, you're going to have some opportunities here to surround yourself with loving kindness, because if you're like most people, the punishment cycle starts the moment you wake up to what you're doing. And that punishment cycle, putting yourself down, saying things like, there I go again, or why am I doing it again, or nothing is working, it's never going to change, or what's wrong with me? All that stuff is a habit in itself. And it creates a wall between you and the habit that you've been focusing on. This week, let's have you be attentive to this outer edge of your habit. What happens at the moment you wake up, whenever that is? How do you treat yourself? Can you start at this edge and give yourself some loving attention? And if you can't be loving, can you practice being neutral? And if you can't be neutral, then can you give yourself credit for noticing that you just woke up? This is going to be really productive, I can tell you. I can tell you from experience with myself and also from working with clients for many, many years. The best way to get to the core of that habit that bugs you so much is to practice loving kindness at every level of your habit, starting with being friendly to yourself when you wake up to the fact that you're stuck in the habit. I know, it's a paradox, because directed attention can actually keep the barricades in place. And what I want you to do is practice starting at the edges. Surround yourself and your habit with loving attention in any small way, because that is really going to count for something. It lays a groundwork for deeper change. Next time, we'll continue to reinforce the real benefits that come from tracking your triggers, from noticing your wake-up moments, and supporting you in feeling gratitude for this. It is time for me to sign off. I do want to say, if there's a habit in your life that's creating problems for you, or if there's a person in your life who has a a habit that's creating problems for them and for you, well, come on over to habitsintohealth.com and you can request my free ebook. It can help you clarify what you're dealing with. And while you're there, you can find some other podcasts and articles and other resources that I post on the website. Just remember, start small and be kind to yourself along the way. You've been listening to Habits Into Health, and this is Michael Ann Conley. I am here to help you stop feeling so out of control, wondering what you're doing wrong or what's wrong with you, and to start creating that life where you're in charge of them rather than the other way around. Thanks so much for joining me.